The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to our first episode of Black Korea. I am your host, Andy, and I am chilling here with my crew.
Yo, what's up? I'm Shell.
What up? I'm KP.
Tiffany over here.
Yes, and welcome to our first episode. Like I said, we go by Black Korea. But we're going to be talking a lot about, you know, each other's cultures, how they affect each other, trending topics, pretty much everything, you know. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and hope you guys keep tuning in to us every week.
We'll start with you, Andy. Who are you?
Me? I am just a Korean kid that grew up in a black city, the beautiful city of Atlanta. Was born in America. I guess since I lived here for so long, I was really introduced to hip hop. So I do rap. I spent some time in Korea, doing the music thing over there. And now I'm here doing the podcast.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up?
What about you guys, man? Shelton, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Shelton Jones, and I've been in Atlanta for a few years now. I am in the music industry. I started as a singer, went from there to management to songwriting, and now I'm a part of a team that we are working on a few different things right now, a few different projects. K-pop, to be exact, is where we are now. We do K-pop, J-pop, and American music, so if anybody's looking for anything, just let me know. But that's where I am right now.
Dope. Let's see, I'm KP. I'm a classical pianist, been playing piano for like 21 years now. Professional dancer. See, I was on America's Got Talent, So You Think You Can Dance, season 9. So I traveled the U.S. performing at like colleges, doing an hour stage show and whatnot, hosting shows. I'm a producer, engineer. I work out of a couple studios out here in Atlanta. And I'm just hustling.
All right.
Tiffany,
man,
go ahead.
Man, you guys are so good with all these like artistic industry stuff. I'm over here. Okay, Tiffany Choi. I was born and raised in Korea until I was 12, and I bounced back and forth between Korea and United States since then. And I'm here as a Korean representative, trying to teach everybody what Korea is about.
Yeah. Man.
Because I might as well, FIFO was saying earlier, dude, you might as well be black how American you are right now.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Welcome to the show. Today we're going to be talking about there's some dark times right now. Some crazy shit happened today. Just not too long ago, but like 30 minutes ago. Mm. Yeah.
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah. Nipsey Hussle has passed away today. He was shot in front of his store. Is that right?
In his block, yeah.
Yeah. I don't honestly don't know what's going on right now because I don't really keep up with Nipsey Hussle. I mean, I know who he is, but do y'all know what's going on right now?
Not really. I literally found out when I was driving over here to the podcast. I have no clue.
How'd you find out?
On the radio. It was just on the radio. The DJ was talking and said, yeah, we just found out he was shot 6 times at his store. He was like, I didn't have time to prepare like a Nipsey Hussle clean mixer or anything. So he was just he's lost for words.
It's crazy, man, because it's the same block that he grew up on and was hustling it on. It's you know, the block that he's uplifting. He just brought the strip there so that he owned that property there. And to go back into your own community and try to put back into it and to lose your life like that is pretty tough. It's pretty tough. I was never a Nipsey Hussle fan because I didn't know a whole lot of his music. But FIFO from Dead End Hip Hop was educating me on him. It's funny because he was just putting me on him last week. So we rode around the city listening to some Nipsey Hussle, and he was telling me, you know, different things about him that I needed to know. So I was putting in the research. I was doing a little bit, but I still hadn't gotten around to it because I had some other stuff I was working on. But now I'm definitely going to have to go back and do the research and really pay attention because I, from what I understand, he was about to do some big things. So it's pretty sad.
On the news report, it states that he was shot in front of his clothing store in Los Angeles, and two other people were shot as well. Hmm. And then their condition is unknown. I guess we'll just have to wait to figure out like what had happened.
Now, the little I know of Nipsey Hussle is, I know he was a really big community guy.
Yeah.
So I know this question was brought up earlier. Do you think this was like his own community that did this to him?
I don't speculate, and especially after all this Jussie Smollett stuff. Like, I don't speculate like that because mm-hmm. I mean, maybe and maybe not. But mm-hmm. like, what good does it do to me to like form an opinion based off nothing right now? You know,
right.
Especially if it mm-hmm. just happened.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a lot of theories already. You know, it's government based. He was. Gang related, really, it's a little bit of everything. So it's,
but that can go like anywhere though,
right?
Like, mm-hmm. it could have been a freaking alien that killed him,
right. For that matter,
yeah, we just have to wait,
mm-hmm. wait and see what happens, mm-hmm. and rest in peace to him. And you know, my prayers go out to his family more than anything else because, and in his community because it hurts,
yeah.
Because you know, the next person may think, well, I'm not going back home, and I know some people feel like that. You know, I'm sure they are. Because you can't even go home and try to help out. Like,
right, your own people.
Yeah, that's tough.
Like, that's the thing tough. Is, just like you, I wasn't, I mean, I like some of Nipsey Hussle's music, although I wasn't a fan. I did enjoy his music, but I enjoyed him as, like, a businessman because I saw his videos, like, coming across YouTube of him talking about, like, banking and financial stuff and, you know, just putting, like, the community, like, the hip-hop community just on mm-hmm. game with stuff that he's learned, you know, because he's, you know, just moving, like, how he feels like he should and how other people should as well. And I respected right. him just off of that. So it really sucks that, you know, it just had to happen like this.
Right.
And he was young, dude. He was, what, 33?
Yeah, he was pretty young.
That's sad, man, because, like, you hear this kind of stuff, like, every now and then. Like, I think the mm-hmm. last shooting in hip-hop that I know about was, what's his name?
Tentacion.
Yeah, him.
Mm-hmm. But that it's been a few since then. Yeah. It's a few. I mean, they're not known rappers, but mm-hmm. yeah, it's been a few. And the violence needs to stop. I mean, we got other stuff we can be doing. I'm just thinking like, dang, I wish we could just really get to the grind and what's important. You know, yeah. let the talent shine through. Because from what I heard, he wasn't done. You know, when I heard the music, I was like, dang, I've been sleeping on this dude.
Yeah, he's really talented.
Yeah, so I hate that it has to stop. Same thing with X. His music shouldn't.
He's really open-minded.
Yeah.
And has mm-hmm. a lot of energy. You
know? Right. And I hate that because I was like, X's music, too, his best was yet to come. Right. And we never got to see what he was going to develop into.
Yeah, they still had a lot of mileage in them.
Mm-hmm.
That's really sad to see. But like you said, you know, I don't want to speculate anything.
It's one guy.
One guy?
Tentacion, yes. It's this one guy.
No, I'm talking about Nipsey and.
Oh, Nipsey and.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, like you said, it's still early. We don't know anything. So, like you said, yeah, I shouldn't speculate either, but I'm pretty curious to see what's going on.
Hmm.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle.
Prayers go out to the family.
RIP. And Lauren London, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Poor lady.
Who?
What you mean?
Lauren London.
His lady.
Yeah. You ever seen ATL?
I seen ATL.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Lauren London with the dimples? Main character.
Right
here. T.I. snatched the.
Nunu?
Nunu, yeah. Yes.
Oh, they were together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know Nunu.
Yes. Everybody knows Nunu.
I don't really keep up with, like, I should probably get on it, but like current events with like, you know, pop culture and stuff, mm-hmm. I really don't pay attention to it.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you pay attention to?
What do I pay attention to?
Yeah.
Shoot, like, me about to get married. All the crazy stuff going on.
We should have talked about that.
Yeah. No, that's for another day. That's a lot.
It is a recent event.
Yeah, it's a lot going on right now. I'll get on it though.
Congratulations, man.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah. Congrats for sure.
Yeah, asshole. God.
Or I'm sorry to hear that, whichever one applies.
Oh, yeah.
Depends on what day of the week it is.
No, he seems happy about his decision.
I am. So right, I'm very happy.
Congratulations.
Right. I mean, he did it, you know.
Yeah, he did.
he did get down on one knee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got down on one knee?
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh,
okay.
Were
you nervous?
I wasn't nervous until that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole... So my girlfriend lives in another country, for those who don't know. I flew all the way there. I was planning this out, and I wasn't nervous at all because I was, you know, already planning for this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But when once it got to the time where, like, oh, dang, like, I'm about to kneel in, like, 5 minutes, like, that's when it starts to kind of hit you, and you're like, you know she's going to say yes, but you're like, shit, man, like, this is, like, really happening right now.
Well, that's my question. Did she hesitate a little?
Oh, hell no.
Was it like a... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hell no, man.
I feel like as a girl, you already know when you're going to get proposed or when the right time is that you should be getting proposed. Yeah, I mean, they've been together for a while. How many years were you guys together for?
Like 3-4 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Korean culture is a little bit different with that, too, because, you know, here you propose and it's like a big surprise and then you you start planning for the wedding and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Korea is kind of like flip-flopped. So you guys are already thinking about marriage. You guys are already talking about it, the wedding and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then a proposal is a really Western thing, and it's really new to Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So I just did it because, I mean, I'm from here.
So it's more like an arrangement type thing?
It varies. So if you're really old or, you know, say like 30s and up for ladies, for guys, it really doesn't matter. As soon as girls turn into 30 in the Korean age, everybody looks at them as, you know, you're dead, you're off the market. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to want you because you're so old. So then people will, your parents are going to, you know, set you up for arranged marriage and stuff. But before that, if you actually find somebody previously, then, you know, you're
going to
date around and just like Americans.
So how long should you date before you get married?
It really varies. You
got to talk to parents.
Right.
You got to get the blessing.
But in Korea, you have to actually... when you do decide between you and your man, then you're going to invite your parents into a nice little restaurant and you're going to sit down all together as like a both sides of the family.
Right.
And then you're going to figure out how this marriage is going to go down.
So the proposal in Korea is more or less to the parents. Like I might as well kneel down to the parents
pretty much
to ask for their hand of their daughter instead of asking for the hand of the daughter.
Because it really is a family marrying another family.
Yeah, you're marrying another family.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Mm. But I mean, they understood with me because, you know, I was born in America, so they didn't really expect me to be really traditional.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they understood, which is cool. But yeah, the whole proposal, it was cool, man.
So let me ask you about that, though. How do they feel about, like, her family? How do they feel about Korean Americans, though? Is it like a difference?
I think Koreans in general... they think America is the place to go to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot more opportunity out here.
Right.
Not saying that Korea is like a bad country or anything like that, but they're okay with it as long as they feel like the guy can take care of her, you know, which I feel like it's like with any, you know, parent. But yeah, I mean, I showed them that, you know, I was really well-mannered and, you know, I can take care of her, you know, financially, emotionally, and stuff like that. I mean, if you just show them that, I mean, you're all straight.
Mm.
I don't want to put all your business out there, but I remember, you know, like helping you out with text messages for your future father-in-law and trying to figure out. Yeah, he was so sweet about it.
You have a text message producer?
Yeah, I mean,
hey man, because like, yo, my Korean sucks when I'm trying to type that.
Spell check for me.
Yeah.
You know?
I got it done through like 3 different people too.
Wow.
But man, I mean, that's a lot of pressure, dude. Like, you know those Asian movies where they get down on their knees and they're like, oh, I failed you, father. Like, it's kind of like that, man. Like, you got to really show them. It's not like that with y'all?
Bro, that's real. Wait, what?
It's not like that? Like, you don't have that kind of like...
pressure?
Yeah.
I mean, America's culture is so different, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's individualistic over here, not culturalistic over there.
I guess it just depends, though, because I'm not married, so I can't really say, but... you know, I would have only married one person, and her dad is not in her life like that. So I wouldn't have had to go. I wouldn't have had to have gone through her father.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been just her mom, and her mom was already. She would have been with it anyway, because she knows what type of guy I am, so it would have worked.
So it was easier for you, not that you didn't have to go through somebody.
Right.
For a blessing.
Right.
And you're not married?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Mm. So y'all don't have like the two families meeting and stuff like that?
At the wedding, I guess.
And that's
or
it.
Or a cookout or something like that. If you want, but it's not, I don't think it's that deep. I don't think it's that deep for us.
It's more like if y'all are happy, it's cool.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like that's one of the reasons why I didn't want to date Korean guys, like ever since I was little, because I know how intense it gets when it becomes, when it comes to dealing with in-laws and stuff, because you have to like talk to them specific way. You have to like be specific way.
That shit. Maybe I'm just insensitive, but that's just too much.
You know, you just want to look nice,
Yeah.
Make sure there's no drama going on between two families and stuff.
Right. So I wonder what happens when it is. Is it like Romeo and Juliet? Or
Depending on what kind of class you're coming from, how much money
like
you
that.
Have.
Yeah.
Right.
That happens a lot too. Like, you're like that family has like nothing going on for them. Like they're just gonna, you're just gonna be tired out from, taking her debt or whatever it is, but I mean I get it, because that's their kid and they're worried about them. But
But at some point, you
gotta let them go.
Yeah, you're an adult, so your parenting doesn't end, but they gotta get out of the nest.
Yeah, man.
It kind of is different though, because in Korea, even as an adult, you don't just leave the house at the age of 18.
Yeah.
You don't just take care of yourself. You stay with the parents, whether you're a guy or a girl, until you get married.
Oh wow!
So because the housing costs and everything is so expensive, that you just can't leave like that.
Yeah.
And because of that, you are gonna listen to your parents because you don't know anything else. Mm-hmm. Your parents took care of you like the whole life.
Right.
I mean, yeah. There's pros and cons, man. But, I mean, I got the blessing, so it's cool.
Right.
I'm just worried for my girl because my mom's kind of crazy. Like, that's the only, like bad thing. Well, not bad, but, like, the obstacle that we're going through right now is because my mom's, like, man, she'll speak whatever the hell she's on, like, on her mind. Like, she don't care. She ain't got no filter. And it's like, Mom, you got to chill. And then if I tell that, she's like, who are you telling to chill? Like, I gotta do, I gotta live for you guys and shit. I'm like, yo.
Sound like my mom. My mom is still the boss.
Yeah, thank God.
Always has been.
Thank God my mom don't watch YouTube. It's cool. She won't see this. I love my mom, though.
And see, mine does. So, yeah, she's out. She's on everything.
Yeah.
Every social media I'm on, she's on. Like, what are you talking about? What is that? What are you saying?
You're mama's boy.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Limited profile on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Limited profile to family, yo.
Don't do that to your family.
I did it. Okay. It's been done.
Heartless.
Years ago. Nah, because when they come in just asking questions, like, don't come onto my status trying to get me to take no shit down or change nothing. It's up there already.
I'm with you. You talking about your parents coming onto your...
No, family in general.
I'm with you on that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like that, too.
Now, my mom secretly loves everything I post. As crazy as it is, she loves because she can kind of, like, do it through me. So, yeah, that's the secret.
Social media is the worst thing that could have happened to my mom. Like, she's one person that should not have social media, and she does.
Wait, why what is she doing there?
So she's on Facebook, she's on Instagram. Dude, Instagram is ruining my life because of her. Like she'll just go on anybody's shit and just start talking shit. Dude,
really?
Yeah.
That's why people need to have private settings.
Yeah,
if you don't, then you gotta deal with that.
Like, she doesn't understand. Like, she's like, how can I put this? You know when you're a kid?
We got to have her on the show.
I know, right?
Hey, shit might be lit for a second.
Hell no.
She might come every week.
This the real Black Korea podcast. Yeah.
But you know when you're a kid, like some people just can't handle social media. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, kids, like they'll talk shit to people. Like,
yeah, trolls.
They don't care who they are, yeah.
But she's like that, bro. At the age of like 60 something.
Wow.
But it's like some foul shit she says sometimes. Like she like hurts people's feelings and shit.
Wait, no.
What
did
she say? Give us an example.
Yeah.
I need an example right now. She be roasting people. If you don't get your
is
goddamn.
Is she good?
Nah, your ass up.
She'll
do
say
they deserve
shit.
It?
Nah, she'll just like she'll comment on like she commented on this one family member. She's young, and like let's be honest, girls don't like being called ugly. Okay.
No. Nobody likes that.
But she straight up told her, like, you look like so-and-so. I know it was like a celebrity, right? But this celebrity is known to be ugly as fuck.
Wait. Who's the celebrity, though?
It's a Korean celebrity. She's kind of like a comedian, but she's known to be ugly.
Give us a name so we can actually look her up.
Nah, I need a reference, yo.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I really can't right now.
Yes, you can.
No, because that person's going to listen, and yeah.
But don't you think she actually
they already know.
Knows it already? By you
referencing. It's better if I don't.
But at the same time, Koreans are like that. When I wasn't... Okay, so I'll give you an example. Korean adults, even in Korea, when I was riding in Metro one time with my like American friends, they're all white and stuff, and we were riding in Metro, and this old lady was just like shaking me. I've never met her before. And she's like... Look like what you're wearing. You look like a hoe right now.
They do shit like that, bro.
I was like, what?
What did you have on? No.
I had a turtleneck, but my shoulder was showing, right? And my skirt was like knee high, but at the same time, it was kind of tight at the bottom part. So I was covering everything, you know?
I've never seen a hole in a turtleneck.
Now, what?
I was covering everything up.
What kind of turtleneck you had?
What was she looking like?
She was like, you know, old grandma, Korean grandma.
What was she looking like?
Looked like average grandma, like Korean grandma. Okay, think of like old Asian lady.
That's exactly what it is.
Exactly what she was.
She probably would have had a complaint no matter what.
She probably did. She was probably jealous that I was speaking Korean, English with all the other foreigners.
Yeah, that's what she was mad about. So it's like, what can I get on her about? Anything I can think. Mm-hmm. Her shoulders out. But anything.
That's what my mom is, though.
Yeah.
That's what my mom is. But like another story, last week, there was a wedding, right? Mm-hmm. And my friend posted something, and some lady just straight up came up to her and was like, oh, you're like a little piggy.
They do that.
You're a little, little heavier.
They really do that. Oh my God. And that's when I go to Korea, oh my God, everybody calls me fat kid. They fat shame me all the time.
That's just fucked up, right?
Fat kid.
But they fat do kid. That shit, bro. They do that shit, man. And it's so fucking
rude.
Oh,
man.
And to them, they say it's like, oh, it means I think you're cute. And I kind of get it because back in the day, they were malnourished. They didn't have no food. Mm-hmm. So when you're...
A little bit chubby.
Yeah. You're healthy.
Like wealth, yeah.
But still, they got to get money. With that this age. Yeah. That's an insensitive shit. You can't say that kind of shit to people, man. Mm.
Especially stranger that you never met before.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that one day, too, the fat shaming. I was told I was fat shaming when I made a post.
You were fat shaming.
Somebody was fat shaming you?
No, they said that I was. Now my thing is, I talk about my.
You talking about the saggy titties?
Yeah, you saw that one?
I saw that shit.
Yeah, I posted about saggy titties. It was something about I want to just reach in your picture and pull your titties up because they were saggy. It was something like that.
But
I say, if you go on my page, I say stuff about everybody, including myself.
That's not fat shaming, though, man.
It's just body shape.
Body shaming is what it, they were saying that I was body shaming women.
Okay.
Not fat shaming. But as a woman, it happens with kids and, breastfeeding.
Right. I mean, technically, that is kind of shaming, though.
But my thing is, I make fun of myself. In the post right before, I was talking about me being, I said, once I lose this stomach, you can't talk to me no more. So I'll say something about me 80 times, but I'll say something about somebody else, too. It's just a funny post.
You're trolling.
Right. You know that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you said right before or right after.
Everybody gets hurt about everything nowadays.
Right. I have a few women activists on my that are friends of mine.
Oh shit.
They weren't having it. Huh?
Feminists?
Yeah.
I mean, whether you're a feminist or not, but at the same time though, if they're going into your social media, right, mm-hmm. then they should understand that it's just your opinion.
Yeah, and it's really
you're posting on your own.
But the
stats.
World don't work like
social
that, though.
It's social media.
Yeah, it is social media. And it's more jokes than anything else. Like I have no problem with that. That doesn't bother me.
I would have a problem if you actually went into somebody's picture and then said, you look like this or that.
Or posted somebody and made fun of them.
Yeah, that would be rude.
No, it was just a general post, and it was a funny. When I looked at it, it was funny. But I did take it down. I got enough comments in my inbox where I took it down.
Did your feelings get hurt?
My feelings did get hurt. I thought about that whole, all the posts I made. I was like, this one. I'm like, Dang.
Hey, bro. Aww. At least your shit was just on Facebook, bro. Like, I be on stage and get, like, emails and the students be, like, hit my manager. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't like that joke he did about broke people.
Yo, it's comedy, like, man. Like, bro, come on.
As a stand-up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude. He stand-up, too. Did he not say that?
No, he didn't say that.
He didn't say anything.
He said he was a dancer. He was, you know, rapper.
Yeah, he talked about stripping, but he didn't say anything about comedy.
I didn't say nothing about no stripping. Yeah. Yeah, I do stand-up.
All right, let me get that image out of my head.
Wait, why the image there? You know what?
We might get more followers right now just because of that comment.
Dang. KP.
Hey, this show going to grow.
Keep it popping.
Yo, it's comedy though, man. Like, yeah. Especially if you're doing stand-up, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, these comedians, they talk about some crazy ass shit.
But they're even, I'm seeing it so often now where they're saying that they can't touch certain subjects and there's stuff that's off. I hate it. I hate the way it is now, the way you really can't have an opinion anymore. It's like you got everything you got to watch, and it's so much stuff going on. I was reading, and I know they were talking about the guys that shot the bear. Have y'all seen that?
Yeah, they're him and it was a hibernating bear with his cubs, and it's like a dad and his son like killed it.
Yeah, they killed it, and that's like top.
That's messed up.
Top news, and it is bad. It's a bad thing, and I didn't like it at all. But I was like, damn. We got people get killed every day. And it's like, that's not top news. So why are we talking about a bear? You know, it's important, but it just goes to show that I think our priorities are messed up. Like, human life is not as important as an animal. It should all at least make it equal. That's my thing. At least it should be equal.
But why? Okay, here's my thing. Like, why do people feel the need to, if there's a headline, oh, I need to compare this to something else. Well, if this was this, then this would happen. Like, why can't you judge the article on that?
Give
your opinion that way instead of like diverting to something else to completely like rid yourself of the responsibility of like actually making a real argument.
Yeah, you're right. You're right on that. The only reason it bothered me was because of how much press it was getting. I saw it so many times. I'm like, dang, I'm hearing the same story like 80 times. It was just,
Is that like a law though? Like, you're not supposed to kill bears when they're hibernating?
I mean,
isn't hunting like legal?
I think it's hibernating.
The season. Yeah, I don't think it was.
There's a season for
it? I don't think it was right. Yeah. Like, once again, I'm not, it was wrong. Mm-hmm. It was dead wrong. Those men should be punished. But that's not something that I'm going to lose sleep over it shouldn't be on my line every day. It shouldn't be. Not above life.
But at the same time, you know how they do algorithm nowadays. So maybe you're keep hitting it so many times that it was like,
popping up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you like that stuff.
Yeah, clickbait. So,
let me tell you more about it.
It strikes emotion in you.
Right.
So we're going to keep giving you this bear.
Right.
News.
Mm-hmm. You feel like a papa bear.
Right. But yeah, I don't know what made me get on that tangent. I was thinking about things, you know, the insensitivity, and I guess I got insensitive on it.
Go ahead, just vent to us.
Yeah, I was venting.
It's a safe space.
I was venting. What else we got to vent about?
These sex Lil scandals Nas. In K-pop.
Oh, that's
I thought the K was for clean.
I want to
spell with K.
Wow.
I actually really wanted to talk about this, so it's kind of perfect that this is brought up. So, for those who don't know, are you guys aware of Big Bang?
Bang, bang, bang.
Big Bang is like one of the top boy bands ever in South Korea.
Okay. One of the first ones, too.
Yeah, they weren't the first ones. There's a bunch of boy bands.
Yeah, like 동방신기, TVXQ. That was like the first.
H.O.T.
I mean, that wasn't really internationally famous.
Okay, yeah, internationally famous boy band group.
Yeah.
They're very well known. But one guy, he goes by the name of Seungri. Okay. He got caught. Actually, let's step back. So he's an investor of this club.
Okay.
But some guy got knocked out over there by a security guard, and he got kicked out. So that guy went and told the cops, like, I think you guys should investigate this place because I got hit and this is fucked up, right? So they investigated it. Turns out they found drugs over there, and that led to them finding out that people were drugging women, like a date rape drug.
Oh, wow.
For prostitution.
For prostitution or rape.
Like taken.
Not taken, just used.
This is not funny. This is very serious. Okay.
Yeah, because one, drugs is like a big no-no over there. Like even weed, right. If you get caught with weed, you're fucked.
You're going to jail. You're going to jail.
Yeah.
Shit, I got
no caught. 1 gram. You know, like you get away here. Kind of thing. Yeah.
So this is like huge news in Korea right now. And then what happened was, this guy Seungri, I guess he has like this group chat in his phone that has a bunch of other celebrities in there. And then
like Korean celebs.
Korean celebs.
Yeah, that's and then
told they were, they. I forgot who found it, but somebody leaked it, and then they found like them, their conversations saying shit like, you know, like, oh, I drugged this girl and I raped her pretty much. And they're like all laughing about it.
Oh, wow.
And so shit.
So he's caught. It ain't like, it's,
yeah, he's
it's
caught.
Not speculation.
Yeah, he's caught. Yeah, it's real.
Oh, wow. Damn, yo.
And one of the other guys, he goes by the name of Chung Junyoung. Or JYJ. He's a singer that was in that chat room as well. And he was spreading his pretty much self-made porn videos.
Oh, wow.
But he was recording without the consent. It was a hidden camera. And he would send it to them, be like, yo, I just, you know, had sex with this girl. And they're all like, oh, shit. Like, did you drug her? Shit like that. It's fucking insane.
Was this regular girls or were these K-pop girls?
So the rumors, from my knowledge, it's... there's rumors of K-pop girls, and a lot of them are just like regular girls.
Or trainees,
stuff like that. Mm. Yeah, he's fucked. It's funny, too, because I actually know this guy personally.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the audition show that I was on, he won like, I think he won first or second place. But I've chilled with this guy. And...
You got any group chat messages lately?
I do not.
Were you involved in
this? No.
How close were you with Mr. JYJ?
Not to the point to be doing all that. Huh?
Yeah. Where were you April 21st?
But like, when I was chilling with him, I can honestly say that I'm not surprised that this happened to him, because you know those dudes who are just like kind of crazy about girls and like that's all they... You know,
but that's not the right way of going about it. If you're that famous and popular, I'm sure you can get the girls.
That's so crazy. I think the same thing about like it happened to an NFL player here not like a few years ago, and I'm thinking you can have just about any woman you want. You're rich, you're handsome.
Like, were you that desperate?
Why?
Another big thing though is so hidden camera filming is extremely illegal over there. Mm-hmm. To the point where, you know how you can turn your shutter sound off on your phone? Mm-hmm. Korea is the only country where you cannot do that.
Right.
Oh, wow.
It's impossible to take off your shutter sound because it's such a big issue.
Any cameras has to have a sound.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's like such a big thing over there. Like, if you get caught doing it, you're fucked. So, and he's been doing it, and he's a celebrity, and he's raping girls. Like,
I think how much time he's
allegedly
facing.
He's related to every single one of those.
Yeah.
You know,
this is like a national thing that's going on over there, dude. It's insane. But
also at the same time, some people are saying, like old Korean people are stating that this just popped up. It's been happening for a very long time. It just popped up because politics is so corrupt over there right now that with previous Korean female president, like first time president, Park. What was her name? Park Geun-hye, getting thrown off from the presidency, that the new guy popped up, Moon Jae-in, and Moon Jae-in is making up so many issues, like creating so much issues throughout the whole thing, and you know, sending so much rice to North Korea and everything, that in order to hide his issues, they're leaking out all these like informations about top celebrities.
Like America.
Right. Trying to play the political game.
That just said for prostitution is 3 years. He's facing up to 3 years. But I wonder.
That's it?
That's, but yeah, that's kind of low. But that's only for the prostitution part. I think it may be.
There's going to be more.
Yeah. Right. You know, like this.
Here's the thing about Seungri, though. So him, the Big Bang guy, he's rich as fuck. Like, he's got a bunch of businesses. He's making a lot of money. So he's going to lawyer up. The other guy, he's just fucked. Like,
Because he doesn't have anything.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything.
Your best friend?
He's not my best friend.
The one is in the group chat with.
Yeah, I just know what to do.
We got to remove him from our group chat, too. And
hey, you better spend every moment with your wife.
I just know.
Does your wife know about this?
I just know the dude. My girl actually speculated too, because
hey, don't try to bring her into this.
Yeah, she did.
She was like,
you know, girls have that instinct.
No. She was mad at me one day, and she was like, this, you know, the whole thing was going on, and I was like, yeah, I remember like when I was in Gangnam with him and his brother, like chilling. I mean, I could totally tell like they were kind of like that, or they're. I'm not surprised at what happened. Mm-hmm. And then she starts basically like, oh yeah? So like, what the fuck was you doing with them? I'm like, nah, I mean, I wasn't doing that. We were just out chilling, you know what I'm saying? And right. I left, but.
No, but in Korea, there's a saying that 친구 따라 강남 간다, where like, you're going to follow your friends to wherever it's going to
be. We ain't that close. No.
But you were chilling with his brother and stuff too.
Damn. I just met them, okay?
You dig yourself in the hole.
See how they went from best friends. So now he just met
No. We was not best friends. I never said best friends.
Stories change.
Never said best friends. That night, I was so broke, I didn't have money to go to the club, so I went home. That's what happened.
Aww. Oh, yeah. Well, we don't have any evidence, so we'll never know.
Right.
God knows.
But yeah, man, like, I think the last I saw, like, I think he's sentenced for 7 years.
Oh, man.
But dude,
you've been keeping up with this.
Yeah, because, I mean, I know the dude. Like,
seeing what you got.
We can't let you out that easy. He's trying to get out.
Jesus, man.
He's trying to get to the next topic.
Justice will be served. 2019, I'm putting nothing past nobody.
But that's rough, though. I, like I said, if that's, you know, which it is true, evidently, that's pretty bad. That's some bad stuff, and they should do some time for that.
Yeah. And the Korea's the Korean judicial system, like their punishment system, it's not like America, where you'll be locked up for fucking forever for that kind of shit here, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But over there, they're a little bit more, you know, lenient, I guess, because they have the thought of, we can literally, like, ruin this guy's life because we throw him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're younger, if you don't have any, you know, history before, then they're going to, like, hook you up, let
kinda
you go.
Lenient. Mm-hmm.
Which is, I mean, I kind of get it, too, because, you know, dudes that, you know, go to prison or jail for extended...
I don't know dudes that go to prison or jail.
Right?
Do you?
For an extended period of time. They get caught up in the system, and that's all they know.
Right.
You know, it really doesn't do anything good for them.
Right. No, it doesn't at all. It should be reform. It should be, you know, teaching them some type of trade or skill or something. It should be something more to it than just you're serving time behind bars. It should be more than that.
Funny thing is, Big Bang, like that group itself, has so many issues going on alone.
Like,
so
Seungri,
right, the Seungri guy just got caught for prostitution, illegal drugs and everything. Another guy allegedly created him getting he got into a car accident, and because he was so famous, he was able to just get into a top hospital in Korea for free no issues, you know, nothing attached to it. And he just got the best deals out of it all because he was famous.
How many members
are
in
the group?
It's like five of them. GD, Taesung, Top, Seungri, and right?
I have to go back and listen to them now. I do my research after. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, like, okay, so you said people were mad that he got all that treatment and all that?
Right, because it's not fair.
Right. So that's
normal here, isn't it?
Well, kind of, and I want to ask you this because you're kind of in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, if you become, you know, I don't know, like the Timbaland, the J-pop or whatever, and you got clout like that and people just give you stuff, are you going to take it? Or are you going to be like, nah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take it.
Right.
I kind of expect it.
I mean, there's a difference between between somebody like a fan giving you a letter or like little gifts here and there versus a whole hospital treating you and catering to you when they could be actually caring to people who are actually sick.
But I think, like I said, I guess I kind of expect that sort of stuff, you know, for celebrities in a sense, because I know certain people that are not even nationally famous, but they're locally famous where I'm from even. But if they're in the hospital.
Do you pay for it?
You do.
Right. He didn't.
When I say pay for it, it may be through donations, advertisements, or other forms, mm-hmm. but they'll be treated different. You know, they're in the hospital under an alias. Or some of these guys, when they go to hotels, they're comp most of that stuff. And I was going to say, a lot of these celebrities, even here, they don't expect to pay for anything. I used to work in Lids in the mall, the hat shop, mm-hmm. and the Falcons players were my main clients. But when they first started coming, they'd be like, hey, man, well, I got to pay for these hats. Come on, let me get it. I'm like, dude, how much money you think I got? Like, I'm struggling to try to make it, and you just signed an $8 million deal, but you don't want to pay for your hats?
But so, okay, here's the thing. So I met a guy, one of the famous wrestler mm-hmm. in, where I worked, and
like WWF?
Yeah.
Wait, Rick Flair, I bet.
Wait, who? Wait.
I'm not name dropping nobody
no,
right now.
No, name drop.
Okay? This guy literally wanted to cut in line and wanted to make sure that he got special treatment.
The Nature Boy.
Right. Oh,
it was Ric Flair.
Yeah.
I know it was. I know it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I got his number, by the way.
I want to call Ric Flair.
Right.
I don't have
and
his number.
This he would wait in line. In. Yeah, he didn't want to.
He wouldn't have to.
And it was like one of the busy times where you have to wait. There are so many people over here waiting for you, you know, like waiting in line and just to get service and stuff. And you're going to come over here acting like you're still
Listen,
a nature boy.
If Ric Flair walks in, he's getting first class service. That's Ric Flair.
I don't know about that. The Rock is my favorite wrestler and one of my favorite people.
Mm-hmm.
So like to somebody else, Ric Flair is... To them, is who The Rock is to me.
That's what
and
Rick
if
is to
The
me.
Rock came into fucking Chipotle and shit was wrapped around.
You work in Chipotle?
No, I'm talking about if I was like in the back of the line or something, and The Rock came in and he was like, "Do I smell?" First place in line, I'd be like, hell yeah. Can I get a picture? And I wouldn't be tripping.
Right.
Because it's The Rock.
Nah, but the thing is, though, he was kind of an asshole about it.
Right.
Oh, you were there.
Yeah.
It's not the first time he came by.
Yeah, he comes by.
He's like regular.
Yeah.
Right.
It's Ric Flair.
And there's one guy that always treats him specially. So since he wasn't there that time, he felt like some type of way about it.
That would be me.
Right. And there was actually a Falcon player, football player that came by in our store too, but their management actually called in ahead of time letting us know that, you know, this person's going to come by.
That's how it really should be. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then we're going to, you know, treat you nicely because you already made a reservation and you wanted that specific thing.
And we can get right. that because, like, you know, I'm sure they don't want a crowd around them while they're trying to get things done, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So stuff like that I get, but if you're just coming in by yourself and just being an asshole, you know? I mean, dude,
But that's the what you just said is kind of like the celebrity of the of him being in the car accident. He wants to get in quietly as possible, get, you know, the best care and get out. So that normally that's privilege, you know, artist, you know, celebrity privilege is what it is.
But who are you mad at?
I'm not mad at anybody, but this is like allegedly
some of
the things that are actually going on in that group alone, you know, mm-hmm. and people are talking about how, you know, you should be treated the same way. I get that you're a celebrity.
Are you talking about G-Dragon's?
Right.
When he was.
Kumbyeong-on-tuk-hae?
When he was hurt during the military.
Is that what it was? Kumbyeong-on-tuk-hae?
I think that's what it is.
There was like two different things. Taesung, a car accident, mm-hmm. and then Chi-D with Kum Byung-won.
Okay, so like with that, though, that's kind of the same concept because, like, I kind of agree with that because, so pretty much, if you're a certain rank, when you're in the hospital for the military, mm-hmm. you're kind of in just quote unquote general population. You're with like a bunch of people in the room, mm-hmm. like four or five dudes in the room, right? A rank above that, you're isolated from everybody. It's just like you and maybe another bunkmate. So two people tops. So G-Dragon, he got that care, like him and a roommate. Mm-hmm. But the reason they did that was because, you know, when you're injured in the military, you still got to serve. So you got to get better. You have to rest.
Right.
So when you're in general population like that, you know, you get visitors and shit, you know, like, and him being who he is, if he gets all that attention, do you think any of those other soldiers are going to be able to rest, you know? Or do you think he's going to be able to rest?
So that makes sense then. So let me ask you something. So even the entertainers have to serve in the military as well?
Yeah.
Even the celebrity?
As a Korean male, you have to serve in the military.
But no females? They don't
no
have
females.
That.
No females. No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they're technically still at war. Right.
Because they never signed a, you know,
treaty.
Treaty right. or anything.
Yeah. Like, could you picture Kanye, like, in the trenches?
If you don't go, you're going to jail. Speaking of that, Top, another member of this same group, actually got out of military, and instead of serving in the military, he became a working soldier. As in, you're able to either go to government office or schools or something and serve there instead.
Be like a security guard or so people usually do that if you're injured and you can't serve in the military. So they'll make you say, okay, if you can't serve in the military for the year and a half or whatever it is, then we're going to make you do some kind of civil servant type of job.
Right. If you can't pass a physical test, then those are the people that
but
actually
But this dude is
it.
Fit, man. This guy's got like a freaking...
It's like tallest, fittest.
Yeah.
You know? I have a limp. I'd be just over there. Everything would be hurting if it was me.
But the week before, when you're in the, you know, TV show, dancing around all over the place and then acting like, oh, I can't walk anymore. Like, come on now.
Just because you dance doesn't mean you can be out there shooting...
that is true.
Insurgents.
That's true. All right, talk, dance, and boy. preach. <That's
true>. Coming from a dancer, right?
Yes.
Right.
There's this one celebrity. One celebrity from back in the day. He goes by the name of Yoo Sung-jin. Very well known. He was like the Justin Timberlake of Korea back then.
It was in the 90s, early 90s, when the K-pop was just starting out.
Like, he was the man.
He was a god.
But, so he was originally, he's an American citizen, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
He was an American citizen, and he was, you know, blowing up in Korea. And in order to stay in Korea, he had to, I guess, you have to get a citizenship. Mm-hmm. You have to give up your citizenship with America. Mm. And he said, okay, I will do that, and I will serve in the military. And then he lied, and he dipped. And then Korea, on a national level, is like, well, that's a big no-no, so you're just banned from Korea for life.
Oh, damn. Oh, wow.
I mean, because he was, like, the first...
And he was a big deal. Like, everybody knew who he was. So they just kind of like made an example out of him.
It really was.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
And he's still banned. He's not able to come back
like
to Korea
ever.
Still.
Yeah.
Right.
And what else happened? I think he's in China now.
I wish he could take a picture at a happier moment. Right. I don't feel like smiling right now.
Yeah, he's in China doing his like acting thing and doing whatever that he does in China. But then he made like this apology video one time.
Mm-hmm,
this was like a few years back. He was like, I'm so sorry. Pretty much saying like begging.
That he learned his lesson and.
I want to come back.
Right.
And Korea was just like, fuck you. You ain't coming back, dude. Like this is a life ban from
right.
this country.
Because it's like, it was funny. It was a funny situation where he was born in Korea and age of 12, he actually went to United States, Los Angeles, and his family got citizenship. So because he was a minor, he was able to get the citizenship as well. But then he got selected to be a pop star and went back to Korea, went through the training and everything, and he became so big. Because it wasn't like you were born in the United States and then, you know, giving up your own citizenship, it was a big deal.
I would. That's tough.
It is,
that's
man.
Tough. I think I would just told him, nah, I can't do it.
And I kind of get it, too, because, like, when I was doing my music thing in Korea, like, I'm an American citizen. I'm American born. So they were saying, like, because of my status, it was weird. Like, the only way I can stay and make money is if I were to get a dual citizenship, which means I would have to go to the military, which for me is like, that's bullshit. Why the hell would I go to the Korean military? I ain't even trying to go to the American military.
Right.
If I had to choose, I'd probably go to the American military because, you know, this country's done a lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Korea, I'm just doing my thing out here. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it was kind of like, man, this is bullshit. Like, I would never go to the Korean military.
And in United States, basic, like starting out, you have to sign for 4 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in Korea, 4 years or 6 years. But in Korea, you actually do it either 2 years to 3 years, depending on what government choose at that time.
What about if you're an only child?
It doesn't matter.
Don't matter.
Wow.
If you're male, then you are going to the military.
Because I would think if you're the only child, they wouldn't make you go because
it's like some Mulan shit.
That the lineage in your family ends there.
No, they don't get fucked.
So,
No, actually, if you're the third generation only son, then you get
a pass, right?
Yeah, you get
that's
the pass.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Right.
Because that could be it.
But not just
they had a bunch of stuff. Like, back in the day, if you had a tattoo, you couldn't go to the military.
Right, I have tattoos anymore. Everywhere.
I'll be got the Chris Brown Soulja Boy.
I have teardrops.
But that's the thing, though, over there. If you don't come out of the military, you're kind of like outcasted. Like, it's really hard for you to get employed and shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't come out of the military.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like going to college here.
Yeah, it's like a mandatory thing for dudes. So it's kind of like, you didn't come out the military? Like, why would I hire you?
When all the guys get together in Korea, instead of talking about sports, that is one of the topics too, but they talk about military life because everybody has gone through it.
Yeah.
Mm. Huh.
So, yeah. Or some people, like, they would, like, cut a toe off. Like, this is some crazy shit happened, like, so they wouldn't have to go.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
That's tough.
You're missing a limb.
I think I'd rather get a tattoo than cut
my
toe. No,
not anymore. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, they'll, you have to go now. If you get a tattoo, they don't care. You're going.
Wow.
Your body has to be like 60% or more covered up in tattoo in order for you to get out of the military nowadays.
Oh, that's pain, yo. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're willing to sacrifice your body, then, you know.
Yeah.
Do you.
I mean, you're going to sacrifice it by being in the military too. So.
Right. But would you just go somewhere and, you know, do your thing for 2 years and come out? Or are you actually going to, like, get tatted up?
Ink or bullets.
But ink will last forever unless you actually get the surgery to get it removed.
And when you die, you're dead for the rest of forever.
Mm-hmm. But the war is not really going on right now, though.
No, you're right. I need to do some history lessons.
Well, we got one more topic too, trending topic that we're going to talk about too.
So another thing that's going on right now is Lil Nas X, ATL's very own. I honestly didn't even know about this guy until this news.
Right.
But he's a rapper.
He's a country singer. That's that got removed from country chart.
Don't disrespect his artistry.
Man,
I'm sorry.
You gotta listen to it though.
Listeners, have y'all listened?
Country.
Yeah. You didn't hear that twang, that auto tune twang.
This is
that
tough.
That beat is not country.
But his voice and the energy, the story, well, the message.
Did you finish telling what happened before we start the debate? Because we didn't even.
So, okay, what is he originally? Is he a rapper or what? Is he a singer? He's a rapper.
He's an artist.
Okay, he's an artist, fine.
He is originally an artist.
I'm sorry. Okay, he's an artist. But
according to Billboard,
yes,
they asked, the song Old Town Road is an undeniable hit, but is it country? And it's not according to Billboard. So his record has become a viral hit in the recent months, thanks in part to the Yeehaw Challenge, which I've never heard of. Yeehaw Challenge, have y'all heard of that?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Well, they have
nobody
a Yeehaw
really
Challenge.
Listened to country it's on this
it's,
table.
It's on the TikTok app, which I know that's popular because it's right, always right. on my timeline. But they use the hashtag, and the Yeehaw Challenge is exploded basically, and it's his song that does it. And it debuted at number 19 on the Hot Country chart early this month. But for him, Billboard concluded that the track was just not country enough, so they took it off. So this has become a big debate.
Hold up. So they took it off the Billboards, like, completely, or, like, they took it off, like, the...
Completely.
Off the country charts.
Off the country charts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he's still on the Billboard charts.
I don't know.
Should
I think
I
so.
I look that up.
I honestly... When I heard the song... I mean, it had a country twist in it, but I don't think it was country.
I don't think so either.
Right?
What I would describe that song as is country trap. Or actually, no. let me rephrase. What I would honestly, in my God's honest truth, I would describe it as trap country.
Trap country.
So yeah. I grew up
That's what he calls it.
I grew up in Maryland, like countryside of Maryland, where I actually listened to country songs riding a truck.
On an old town road.
Right. Real country stuff. And then as soon as I listened to that, I was like, that's not country. No. All my girls, my hometown girls would be like, what are you doing? Like, that's not it.
Right. That's not country. I yeah, can't. Country, it just sounds like, to me, it sounds like rap with like a gimmick to it.
Yeah, a country twist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe down the road there can be a genre of that kind of country song, but not right now.
But do you honestly think they removed it from the charts because it wasn't country, or is it race related?
I don't think it's race related. It just didn't sound like country.
Hey, bro. Hey, he's black, and they trying to hold him back. They racist.
No, it's not.
And he's number 32 on the Billboards, on the regular Billboards. We need to get my man Lil Nas X. on the country joint.
He's talented, man, but I don't think I honestly don't think it's a race thing, and I don't think it's country.
I think it's a race. It's a race to the top of the country charts. That's what it is.
No,
yes.
You're taking it really sensitively, but you know it's not.
Yeah.
Just listen to it. It's not.
it's not country, bro.
I think that we do have race problems, of course, but I don't think this is one. I think that I just don't think the song applies. I just don't. I don't feel like it's country. I think it's dope, but I don't think it's country.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think he did, you know, really good job with it, but that's it. Mm-hmm.
I think honestly, I mean, I could be wrong, but this is just a perfect story to twist for news people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, black kid doing country music in a predominantly white-based, mm-hmm. you know, genre. It's a
then again, let me think. Let me try to maybe pull back my own opinion on that.
you quit to back the white man.
Yeah, right. I had to back out of that one because I thought about it. Now, it did have elements of country in it, though.
Yes.
It wasn't necessarily a country song. But it had elements of it, which means maybe it could fall in that category.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it can
story.
Be a new country genre, mm-hmm. but not right now. There isn't any genre like that. Maybe he can create something like it.
Right.
You know?
He didn't create it. Because it was people doing, like, that trap country thing, too. And he just kind of capitalized on the gimmick. I'll be honest and kind of say that. Because Lil Uzi and another guy was doing that before.
Right, right.
But, I mean, it has country elements.
So it has to go in some chart. He can't have his own chart because he's number one on the country trap chart. But
no, he's number one.
One, two, three, four, five.
No, he's number 32 on the Billboard on the Hot 100 right now.
Right.
Number 32. So mm-hmm. I'm just saying, look, it's 2019. If you really about artistry, then you're the type of person to say, okay, this is what it is, and I'm going to keep doing it. And I'm going to keep doing it until you feel how I feel about it.
That's true.
Or not.
Black Korea followers, let us know what you think about that, because I really like to know what the consensus is on this, because this is kind of tricky. I can see both sides, but yeah, I'd like to know what the listeners think about that.
Okay. So before we get on our final segment, I do want to give a big shout out to Dead End Studios. We're actually using their studio right now to record all this mm-hmm. stuff. Make sure you follow them, too. They got a lot of great content. They're really putting us on.
Dead End Hip Hop, one of the best shows, I think, out there.
Mm-hmm.
I really. Yeah, I do. I get into it. Every time I see these guys, I got something to say. So
they got a lot of big names, yeah. too, that really mess with them. Mm-hmm. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, at Black Korea
Podcast, right?
Yeah. And also on Instagram, which is also
Black Korea Podcast.
Yes. But yeah, last segment. One's got to go. I know it's really random, but one's got to go. And right. I'm going to say it right here. I kind of like this list, too. Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Beyonce, Amy Winehouse.
You're
not taking out
wow.
Queen Beyonce. Uh-uh. Yeah. That's my girl. That's my lady.
Okay, and I understand that, but you can't say that before and say you're not going to take out Whitney Houston. Like, you can't.
Yeah, you can't say.
I love all of them, right?
Yeah.
I respect them. They're mm-hmm. amazing, but Beyonce is Beyonce.
Let me say this.
Whitney Houston is Whitney Houston.
Queen B.
Yeah, one got to go for me. I think Amy Winehouse is the weakest. Let's do this.
You can't say weakest.
First you was with the white man, now you with the white woman.
Nah, I ain't gonna do you like that. Yeah, Whitney's number one. No, we gonna rank the three that's left after this too. We're gonna rank them real quick too. But yeah, I think Amy Winehouse has to go. Even though I love Amy Winehouse, I think she's dope.
Yeah. I love her jazzy style too.
She just didn't. She didn't do anything for me. She didn't do anything for my soul.
Yeah.
Beyonce gotta go.
Hey, don't do that.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Beyonce. Wow. Beyonce gotta go.
Wow.
No, what did
what's your reasoning
behind
that? Why do
you not like her?
Okay, don't get me wrong, she's very talented, extremely talented.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but she's overrated.
She inspires every female mm-hmm. artist that you have ever heard.
Right.
She gotta go.
Mm-hmm. No.
Every
why?
Female artist that you why? Like.
How can she be
her voice? Her dance
I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for this,
stage?
But I'm going to stand by this.
Oh, bro.
She's overrated?
No. You will
she's
never make it as a rapper.
Ever.
Do you know how many singers like have said like just a little bit of something about Beyonce and got canceled?
We got the Beehive, you know what I'm saying?
Got canceled singers with clout.
I'm not saying she's but she's very talented, extremely talented, like live, recording wise.
So how can you say she's overrated?
Right. Yeah, you saying all these great things, but it's just overrated.
Hey, man, yeah, you can't backtrack. Okay, I'll be honest. Stick to something.
Okay, this is what it is. This is what it is, okay? Remember that time she did the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's that really fucked up picture of her, like, doing this thing?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, man. That picture just really stuck with me, and I can't get that image out of my head whenever I think of Beyonce. So whenever I think of Beyonce, I think of that picture. And I'm like, dude, she looks gross.
Well, I think of – that's why I put – Mariah Carey at the bottom because I remember her.
Oh, hell no,
man. Right. On her New Year's.
Christmas. Oh, I remember that
Christmas and New Year's and Christmas.
Oh, my God.
It was Christmas.
That was bad. Beyonce never had that bad performance.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're right about that. But but I still wouldn't say that she has to go because she did something for me. Her and JD, like, I mean, they was like the soundtrack to like to me growing up.
Mariah Carey over Beyonce any day.
We're gonna talk about
I would say Beyonce, Mariah Carey, and Whitney Houston made a history, but maybe not Amy Winehouse as long of a period.
So rank them one through three.
I would say Beyonce number one.
Oh no.
Like she is number one. She's my heart and soul.
Actually, let me pull back. I'll say Amy Winehouse too, because she really did nothing for me. Like, I didn't even...
Wait.
Okay. Amy Winehouse got to go. Okay. Yeah. But I put Beyonce third. She's down there.
Bro,
Who's first?
We know who's first. It's Whitney Houston's first.
Yes.
And then Mariah Carey, Beyonce, and then Amy Winehouse.
I have to say Beyonce number one. Like, Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston number two.
Together?
Equal number two.
Oh, no.
And then Amy Winehouse number three.
Who equal
number two. So Whitney Winehouse and Mariah Carey equal.
What? Oh, Amy Winehouse and Mariah equal?
No. Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey number two.
No. Whitney and Mariah Carey. Okay, Mariah Carey.
And
could never hit the football. What was that? The Super Bowl.
When she was good, she was great.
Oh,
When we talk about Whitney Houston, all we got to do is talk about her national anthem.
Exactly.
It was the greatest national anthem of all time. That put her at the top alone. That by itself. If
the three women that I mentioned as top three,
okay,
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those ladies are amazing.
Oh,
they
are.
I think it's Whitney, then Beyonce, then Mariah. Like I said, Mariah,
my brother,
her stock. I mean, even though you know, in the end, we're not talking about the Whitney in the end. I'm saying Whitney at her peak had one of the greatest voices of all time. Some of those songs were some of the greatest recordings of records ever. So she is the GOAT.
Top. Yeah, she's the GOAT. She's the GOAT.
Yeah.
But Mariah Carey man, she's sexier than Beyonce.
Huh?
Hey.
Mariah?
Mariah is so much sexier than Beyonce.
I can't.
Yo.
Did you look at them?
Like, Mariah Carey is bad, man. I can't. Oh, my goodness.
I can't.
Have you seen their performances, though?
I have. I know which performance you're talking about, too.
As an artist, I feel like Beyonce puts out more energy and more performance than Mariah Carey ever did.
Yeah.
And she exudes more sexuality.
She sings. She knows how to sing.
Beyonce is Beyonce. Now, I get why you may think she's overrated because everybody, like, loses that. Like, Beyonce is just
maybe the fan base.
I get that part. But how? That's still, when you say overrated, she's not one. She may be like a... one
and a half,
so she's still and that's overrated,
and that's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I mean. I'm not, you know, but
she's here, but she's ranked here. All
right, maybe this is what it is. Okay, I have this thing where
it keeps changing.
Okay, no.
What is it?
Hear me out. Okay, my thing is Mariah is better than Beyonce. Mm-hmm. The reason being is I know it's a horrible reason, but whenever hold on, let me hear that picture. Yeah, if I have one image about a person that really sticks with me, right? So my one image of Beyonce is that picture at the Super Bowl.
Gotta look at like overall as an artist.
I don't care.
Like their singing, their vocal skill, their performance, their looks, their like fan base, and what they influence in life and other people, everything.
Bro, and Beyonce, her singing is so predictable. Like it's so predictable. She does that.
Okay.
I heard that too.
Okay, let's play a Beyonce song right now, and I'll have you predict what she's about to sing. How about that?
Oh, she does that deep.
Next.
Just because she's a soulful singer.
Well, we know Mariah Carey's gonna do that holler thing she does all the time.
Yeah, but she's sexy though.
Yeah, that dolphin sing.
And my image with Mariah Carey, the reason behind that is because I remember.
When you're little.
I remember in high school.
That's what it was.
When I was in high school. What was that song?
Hero?
When she was about to get married to some dude and it was one song, man, but she was so fine and I used to smoke weed back in the day. So when I was high, I was watching this video, I was like,
so you see Fine Mariah and Hunched Over Beyonce is what you see. Yeah. Those two pictures, those are the images
that's all I see in my head.
That you have.
Damn shame, bro.
Yeah.
Well, let us know. Hey, make sure you comment and let us know what you think about this order as well.
I'm gonna get so much hate. I'm gonna get so much hate for this.
Yeah, I don't know.
As you should.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm gonna like every comment.
I don't give a fuck. Anyway, but thanks for listening. This was our first episode of Black Korea. You can find all of our episodes, all our future episodes, on anywhere you can find a podcast. I am your host, Andy.
I'm your guy, Shell.
KP in the house.
And Tiffany.
We'll see y'all next week with a new episode. Peace.
In the Black Korea.
The fuck you?